And over there, sitting in the announcer's chair, is Carl Blair. Oh, that's me. I sometimes see things objectively as though from a distant view. And what do I have here? It looks like a keyboard. Yes, it's a two-octave keyboard. This is a Radio Shack product that we've had for many years. It's a realistic ConcertMate 300, and it's capable of playing music. Here is the lowest note on the keyboard. And the highest. And let's see, I think I know a signature. This is one of our KDX signature tunes. I have to hold the keyboard at an angle to the microphone so that I have to kind of work the keyboard from behind, which is not an easy thing to do. And that's one of our signature tunes for KDX World Round Radio. I don't think we've ever used that on the air yet. We've only decided that it would be good. Here's a built-in demo song to give some idea what this instrument can do. I hit the lamp with the realistic ConcertMate. I'll set it aside now. This little instrument is incapable of doing polyphonic music, and all that is more than one note being played simultaneously. As with a chord, the only way we could record a chord using this would be multi-track, one note at a time. This particular edition of our program will serve several purposes. It is part of a series of tests we've been doing in the development of our microphone, our experimental ALP mic, as we call it here at World Round Radio, that's been in service since the early 90s. And we've tried many a version of it, and right now we're in the 16 series, starting with 16.0 and working our way all the way up to this, version 16.3E. And what's unique about it compared to 3D? I will tell you. We have changed the value of C2, the electrolytic bypass capacitor, at the very low end of the circuit on the source of the FET microphone capsule. The last version employed a 10 microfarad capacitor, but we're down back. We've moved back to a previous 1 microfarad capacitor because we believe that it's more appropriate. And we've added R3. And the previous R3 is now renumbered R4. R3 is a standoff resistor that's intended to load our matching transformer at 220 ohms, which is about one-fifth of the ultimate destination load. And I'm thinking source load. Yeah, this RU-MX4 professional audio mixer, the input there is 2,000 ohms. And according to Neumann Microphone white paper, one should drive a mixer with one-fifth of its rated input value in order to get the very finest response out of a condenser microphone. There are other things we can achieve during this program. We can tell you what the date is today. It's July 8th. No, that would have been yesterday, making today July 9th, a Sunday, and I almost would have said a Friday, except that Friday was 2 days ago. Now it's Sunday. And right now on KDX World Round Radio, the wrap-up of TUC Sunday from TUC Radio in Northern California. We've given the whole Sunday day time over to TUC Radio, starting at 10 in the morning Pacific Daylight Time and concluding at about 4:15 in the afternoon Pacific Daylight Time. And I understand in Northern California there's a terrific heat wave in the hundreds together with very dry forest. And there are some fires burning in California. We're going to have to go on fire watch. Last night we did something kind of wild here on KDX World Round Radio. We had a Blair on Air outpouring, kind of a, in the spirit of Chris Christie. You know how he told people they couldn't use the beach in New Jersey, and then he and his family went out and had the beach to themselves, but got caught on aerial photography from a helicopter. Well, we thought, well, why don't we hog the Saturday night radio fair by broadcasting nonstop Blair on Air programs until midnight Eastern time, which we did. And it was a complete success because we liked it. And that's the measure we go by. We're going to do a shorter version of the same thing tonight, following our final program of the evening, which is Ralph Nader's Radio Hour, which comes up in a few minutes. And I want to be on hand to hear Mr. Nader to see what he has to say this week. And following that, we'll have 1 hour of Blair on Air Light. Each program is 10 minutes, therefore we'll have fully six of them before leaving the air for the night to cool down the room by turning off all the electronic equipment. And right now you can probably hear our very handy Wexford Row spinning fan. It's a spinner. It uses spin technology. And there's something else I wanted to try. We've been trying to figure out how to do a very low frequency to test our microphone with. And I may have something here that we'll see. This is a large, narrow, but large cardboard carton. And I believe by thumping on it, we can get a low frequency sound as long as I have enough elbow room to do it. Okay, move things aside, okay? This is kind of a crowded little corner where they put me. Yeah, that overmodulates. That may have a low frequency component, and I may also have knocked the entire tower over. No, I didn't. But something felt like it got pushed around there. I'll be leaving you now, but we'll be back periodically with more of these. Oh, I wanted to mention one more thing. About 15 minutes before we went on the air tonight with this program, Blair on Air, we were quite startled, unusually so, by a tremendous crash. I thought, you know, in that instant when you hear an unexpected crash, you think, is somebody breaking in? Well, we had a clock over the kitchen doorway, and it fell off. And it turns out it had a glass plate on the front of the clock, not a plastic face cover. So there was an enormous glass tinkling sound and crash. And I spent quite a lengthy period of very patient, studious time down on the ground looking for splinters, shards, and little chunks of glass so that I could get it all up in case of any barefoot people running around.